Back inside our Captains on Appella Radio postgame show here on KRLS. This player joining us now had our drive of the game presented by Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella. He's the number nine hitter, played a really good game at shortstop tonight. That's Landon Bethards, who was 2 for 3. Landon, first of all, congratulations. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't pretty, but your guys were able to rally. You get a big win and survive in advance. Your thoughts about how the team was able to rally after a slow start and get things done?
We started with big ball. Tried to take good swings. Didn't really work. Went to small ball, bunting, getting the runners over. And as the nine-hole hitter, I got to do my best to contribute to the team. And, yeah.
Well, and not only that, you had a couple of really nice turns on the infield, a couple of double plays. And it's been a little up and down lately defensively, and there was a couple of errors early in the game. How were you guys able to rally and really play some good defense then, especially after you scored those runs for the final three innings?
Oh, it's the confidence our coaches give us. You know, Tegan's throwing a really good game. We got to back him up. And, yeah.
And there's nothing more fun than a couple of big double plays, right? Mm-hmm. That seemed, and in fact, it was a double play that you guys turned before that bottom of the fourth at the end of the top of the fourth inning that seemed to be a big momentum shift. How exciting is that to kind of have that energy, and how do you think that carried over to that bottom part of the lineup, especially in that fourth inning?
Oh, you know that me and Vandy, we always get hyped. Nathan Vandalin.
Yep.
He's my second baseman. Yeah. We, bottom of the order, we know that we got to contribute big, and double play started it, and then... Yeah.
Well, and honestly, so much of this team centers around what Samuel and Ando and what Isaiah can do at the top of the order. But tonight, 6 through 9 with Tegan, you guys went 5 for 10 and really helped and ultimately were the key difference makers. And how much confidence does that give you going into the rest of the postseason, knowing that, sure, most nights you're going to rely on those top 3 or 4 guys, but 6 through 9, you need to contribute, and you all showed up big here tonight.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Most of the year we've been relying on our top 6 guys, like you said, but the bottom 3 guys, bottom 4 guys stepping up really helps us, gives us confidence to the top of the order guys, knowing that they don't have as much pressure on them, and really just helps our whole team, really.
Here with Landon Bethards, he was our McCall Monumental Player of the Game following a 3-1 win over Newton. And then, of course, you know, over the course of a season, it's always fun, as you mentioned, kind of the pitchers that you have on here, and they help you a lot defensively. Mm-hmm. What's it like, especially when Tegan was starting to cook there after that fourth inning, to be behind a pitcher like that and know that you have so much confidence no matter really who's on the mound most nights?
Oh, it is amazing. It takes a lot of pressure off us infielders, especially. I know we've been struggling a little bit with the errors and stuff. And when you have a pitcher that can shut them down like that or get weak contact, make it easier on us even, it really helps.
Well, and as of right now, as we're talking, Winterset will be the opponent. You were able to defeat Winterset back in mid-June. It was an 8-2 game last we checked, leading Knoxville. So you know the Huskies are coming to town. What do you remember about that game at Winterset, and what are the things that you're going to have to do well again to get yourself to that sub-state final?
We got to carry what we did tonight over, because I remember when we played them there in Winterset, we had our defense wasn't the best, I don't think, and our offense really wasn't there until later in the game. So if we defense is there, then our offense is there like it was tonight, then.
No, and it might take a few more big plays, like a couple more big double plays, right? And no pressure. You'd rather have a no-hitter, but I'm sure excited for that. And just your thoughts about where this team is at. You're ranked 9th. You got 25 wins. It's been a great season. How excited are you at the opportunity still that we're talking here on Friday night and have a chance to go to the state tournament, that you're still one of those teams alive? How exciting is that?
Oh, it's amazing. Knowing that we're one of the top teams in the state and that we could go out there and compete against anybody in the state, it's just a really amazing feeling.
We'll see how it goes. Pella's ranked number 9. They've got Winterset coming up on Monday, and that is Landon Bethards, a starting shortstop for the Dutch. Landon, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, and we'll hope to catch up soon.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back here on our Captains on Appella Radio postgame show. Head coach Jesse Jablonski will send us home after this.